First of all, very big yasher koyach, last minute, Benny, a big yasher koyach. Thank you very much. But it's also Chaim for having the inspiration to do this, organizing in a similar way. And also big yasher koyach for Avi for pointing out that it's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's yard sign. So, yasher koyach for that as well. I will say it is. All right, so the truth is like this. When Chaim mentioned to me that there's the Hava Mina, maybe the Oilam will be able to get together, so I figured it'll happen. So I started thinking of a Torah to say. And then later on, he messages me that, you know, that maybe we could connect it to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So I said, for sure. So now I have to somehow find a way to connect the Torah that I was preparing anyway with the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. So, you know, the year that that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was nostalgic, so he was nostalgic on a Matzah Shabbos, or it was a Sunday. So the Maisa goes that the Baal Shem Tov, you know, in Mezhevish, so it was, you know, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was nostalgic already, Matzah Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. And so in Mezhevish, it was still Shal Shudas time. So the Baal Shem Tov was washing for Shal Shudas, and he stopped. It was like, you know, he went into Tveikas, and he told the Chassidim that it's clear to me the Ner Maravi was nostalgic. The Ner Maravi went out. So how so? So he said, meaning, in other words, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was nifter. How do I know? Baal Shem Tov says. Baal Shem Tov said, because in every generation, the Tzaddik Hador, there's a certain yichud in Netil Sidayim, in washing one's hands. There's a certain yichud by Netil Sidayim that only the Tzaddik Hador knows. And so until this point, the Tzaddik Hador was the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and only he knew this yichud. But now when I'm washing for Shal Shudas, Baal Shem Tov said, the yichud was revealed to me. So I know that it must be the Tzaddik Hador, the previous Tzaddik Hador, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was nostalgic. Okay? So I don't know, we don't know what the Yichud is. But the fact that it's that the Tzaddik Hador has a Yichud that's Negeat in the Tzil Zidayim, maybe that we can try to understand a little bit. What's the yichus of Netil Sadaim? Why by Netil Sadaim would the Tzaddik Hador have like a very strong connection to the Netil Sadaim? Okay, so we're coming into the Tekufa of the 3 weeks. So obviously the 3 weeks is about connecting ourselves to the Inyan of Galus and Churban Beis Hamikdash. So the Mishnah says Maseches Tainis, when it comes to Shavuos B'Tammuz, which is the beginning of the 3 weeks, the Mishnah says Maseches Tainis, five things that took place. Five tragedies of Shavuos B'Tammuz. The first tragedy, the oldest tragedy, was the Shiras Aluchas. The Luchas were broken. Then the Mishnah says, Aluchas were broken Shavuos B'Tammuz, and also says on Shavuos B'Tammuz, Batal HaTamid. The carbon Tamid that's brought every single day was stopped on Shavuos B'Tammuz. So it's interesting. The Gemara says in Tainis, how do we know that it ended by Shavuos B'Tammuz? So the Gemara says, Gemara, that's the tradition that we have. Fine. So when you read the Mishnah, that's just one of the tragedies. So there's Shiras Aluchas, there's Batal HaTamid, Huvkai Ir, the year the Yerushalayim was besieged. If you look in the Rishalmi on that Mishnah, where it talks about Batal HaTamid, the Rishalmi makes it clear that when that took place, that the Tamid stopped, that the Chacham of that time knew that meant Churban Beis HaMikdash is going to happen. So Batal HaTamid, the stopping of the Karban Tamid, isn't just... It's certainly not coincidental, but it's not just one of the five. To a certain degree, Chazal understood that was the beginning of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That was the beginning of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Batal HaTamid. And that's a lesson that the Yerushalmi uses, is that once it was Batal HaTamid, the Chachamim knew, Garmu Avaynis, it means the Averis of Klal Yisrael have now caused that there's going to be Churban Beis HaMikdash. So there's the very strong connection over there. So I guess the point number one is, that Bitl HaTamid, somehow the carbon Tamid equals having Beis HaMikdash and everything is good, Geula. Batal HaTamid, stopping the carbon Tamid, basically means Golas. And then it's just a matter of till reality catches up to itself. But Batal HaTamid already meant Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi, in fact, says that, but that when, that again, the Gemara says the Tamid stopped by Shavuos with Tamid. Rashi says, I think it's a Rashi in Erichin. Rashi says in Daf Yud Aleph in Erichin that that Shavuos with Tamid, 3 weeks before Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? That's when the Kamar Tamid stopped. Because again, they laid siege on the walls. They weren't able to get the sheep that they needed for the Korban Tumim and so on. And so again, that was the beginning of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Again, like the Yerushalmi says, and the Chacham understood, like that's it. It's done deal. Okay, so let's understand a little bit. So again, when did the Tumim stop? You know, when was it stopped being sacrificed? So again, the Gemara says Shavuos V'Tamuz. And as Rashi says, it means the Shavuos V'Tamuz of that Tisha B'Av. In other words, 3 weeks before the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place. But the truth is, in Shas and Chazal, we find that there's a longer history of Batal HaTamid. The Tamid being stopped, like going on, like going forward in time, but there's no Tamid anymore, that was the Shavuos V'Tamuz of that Tisha B'Av, 3 weeks before Churban Beis HaMikdash. But there were earlier events of Batal HaTamid, and Chazal understood that these earlier events of days or of moments where the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im stopped, at least temporarily, and then it continued on, but those temporary stops, Chazal understood them to be also sort of foreshadowing Churban Beis HaMikdash. So if we want to understand the beginning of Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's with the end of the Karban Tamid. But if we want to understand the end of the Karban Tamid, you have to go back to earlier historical events of Batal HaTamid. And really, that's the beginning of Churban Beis HaMikdash, which we'll then be able to, and if we understand that, we'll be able to understand what Beis HaMikdash is and how to rebuild it. So what's the earliest emergence of this inyan of the Churban Tamid being stopped? So the first time that happened is well over 100 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a Gemara in Saita, it's a Gemara Menachis, it's a Gemara Psachim, it's in a few places. I'll read to you what this says in the Gemara Menachis. It's probably more the clearest Gemara that says it. It's in Menachis Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this, Tan Rabban, the rabbis taught, Kishitzaru Malche Beis Chashmenoi Zeh Al Zeh. We know by the second Beis HaMikdash, so you had the Malchus of Chashmenoim, right? Malchus of Chashmenoim went throughout the period of the second Beis HaMikdash till about, I think Tyser says 103 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So 103 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's the end of Malchus Beis Chashmenoi. So at some point towards the end of Malchus Beis Chashmenoi, the following story takes place. There was a war, like a civil war between two brothers, each one fighting for, for kingship in Malchus Beis Chashmenoi. Again, Malchus Beis Chashmenoi started off at Tzadikim, it's the Chashmenoim. But at some point down the road, it deteriorated. So you had this situation, says the Gemara, Kishitzaru Malchus Beis Chashmenoi Zeh Al Zeh, that you had, again, two fighting, groups within the Chashmenoim, and they're laying siege on each other. So there's one group that's in Yerushalayim, and another group that's outside Yerushalayim laying siege on the walls, fighting with each other. So the Gemara says like this, Vayuhurkinis mi bachutz, Aristobulus mebifnim, the two brothers, Hurkinis was on the outside, Aristobulus, his brother, was on the inside of Yerushalayim, they're fighting with each other. But kol yom v'yom, the Gemara says, every single day, hayimashal shalin, lehen dinarim bekupa, so lemaisa, they needed the Karban Tamid to be brought, and that required sheep coming from outside Yerushalayim. So what they would do is, despite the fight going on, they would lower down a bucket of dinarim from inside the walls, and then umal lehem tamidim, and in response they would raise up, they would have sheep supplied. Hayisham zakin echad, says the Gemara, but at that point there was a zakin echad, shayimakir b'chachmi yivanis. This person was a zakin, and he knew chachmi yivanis. What's chachmi yivanis? So the Gemara says elsewhere, chachmi yivanis was a language, a way of communication that was known amongst the elites of Yavan, and the princes and so on of Yavan. And it was oral, but it was more with hand motions. It was like a certain language with hand motions. So the Gemara says that this Zakein knew Chachmi Yavanis. Lo azlan b'chachmi Yavanis. He's on the inside, and he's hinting, using the sign language, so to speak, to the people on the outside, telling them the following thing. Kol zman sh'oiskim ba'avoida, einim sarm b'yadchem. You're kicking, you're shooting yourselves in the foot. As long as they're bringing karbanis, the Karban Tamid, you're not going to be successful in conquering Yerushalayim. So if you want to continue, you want to conquer Yerushalayim, you got to stop supplying the Tamid. That's what he motioned to them. So the Gemara says, Lamacha, the next day, Shilshalem Dinarim, so they sent down Dinarim like usual, Bakupa, the Hellem Chazir. But instead of sending up a sheep, they sent up a Chazir. Kivan Shagil Achatzi Chayma. And as the Chazir is being schlepped up halfway the height of the wall of Yerushalayim, again, the people on the inside schlepping, they don't know it's a Chazir. They assume it's a sheep. They're schlepping it up. Once it gets halfway, not Tziparnav B'chayma, the Chazir sticks its hoof, gets its hoof stuck in the wall. And Nizdaz the Eretz Yisrael, Avramias Parsha, Avramias Parsa. And Eretz Yisrael has an earthquake, 400 Parsa and 400 Parsa. Ba'isay Shah Amru, this was the first time of Batla Tamid. The Tamid wasn't brought. Again, it eventually, you know, maybe after a few days, whatever it is, they got it starting again. But Batla Tamid. Says the Gemara, Ba'isay Shah Amru, at that moment, the Chazal said, Orur Shayagdil Chazir, curses a person who raises chazers, raises pigs in Eretz Yisrael. And curses a person who learns, who teaches his children, Chachm Yivanes. Those are the two curses that Chazal said. Okay. Now, this is happening well over 100 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, says the Mishnah in Saita, says that we know the one that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash was Titus, right? Titus. The Mishnah says in Saita, the second to last Mishnah in Saita, the Mishnah says over there that Titus had many assaults against Yerushalayim. The final assault is what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The first assault of Titus, the first time he came to lay siege against Yerushalayim, so the Mishnah says that Chazal, as a response to that, were misakin that a person is not allowed to teach their son Chachmi Yivanis. So, Tosis already says, one second, the Gemara says over here, already well over 100 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal made this curse that you're not allowed to teach your son Chachmi Yivanis. And all of a sudden they're reenacting the same thing over 100 years later when Titus first arrives. So Tosis already says that when Chazal first said that thing of that curse of not teaching Chachmi Yivanis, it was accepted, not accepted, like it wasn't so stark. But now that Titus first comes to assault the Beis HaMikdash, which is again eventually leads to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal reinforced it and really was mechazik the sinning of not teaching Chachmi Yivanis. So you see again, so what's going on over here? You have the first time of Batl HaTamid, right? And the response to that in Chazal was this curse of not raising pigs and not teaching Chachmi Yivanis. And then over 100 years pass. And now you have the beginning of the assault against the Beis HaMikdash by Titus. And Chazal are hearkening back to Batl HaTamid, to what happened over 100 years prior. And Chazal are reinforcing what was established over 100 years before. That day, that Batl HaTamid, that Nizdaz Eretz Yisrael and so on, that we enacted, that you're not allowed to teach Chachm Yivanis, we're mechazik that again right now when Titus first comes. Again, so what do you see? You see that again, that the root of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal understood, is Bitl HaTamid. And although the Bitl HaTamid that, you know, continues on today was that Shavas Ratamas 3 weeks before Beis HaMikdash, but even before that, when Titus first assaulted Yerushalayim, when he first led his armies towards Yerushalayim, Chazal already smelled in the air that this is rooted in a Bitl HaTamid that happened over 100 years ago, Ad Kedei Kach, that Chazal are going to reinforce the curse that they said over 100 years before of not teaching Chachm Yivanis, will reinforce it now. So again, so what do we see? That Bitl HaTamid equals Churban Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, that's why of all the things that are Shavas Ratamas, to a certain degree, the one that's most Churban Beis HaMikdash dick is Bitl HaTamid. That's why I saw from Rav Wilson, Zatzal, so he pointed out in his Sefer that if you count, he could do this. He says that so it means Shavas Ratamas is when the Tamid stopped, right? The 17th day of Tamas, which means that in the month of Tamas, how many Tamids were brought? How many days were a Tamid brought? It was the first 16, right? Because the 17th day it stopped. So he says, if you look in Parshas Pinchas, where the mitzvah of Kavur Tamid is mentioned, it says the word Tamid 16 times. 16 times. He says the word Tamas equals b'gematria, the word Tamid with the koil. That's the gematria of the word Tamas itself. So So you see this inyan, that the inyan of Shavuos Batamid, the beginning of Korban Beis HaMikdash, is rooted in this inyan of Bital Tamid. Now, this inyan of Bital Tamid, as Chazal understood, its roots go back to this first story, again, well over 100 years before the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and this whole maisa of Chachm Yevanis, with a chazer, the walls of Yerushalayim, what's going on over here? And Chazal have this response. What's their response? Their response is to lay a curse against those that raise pigs and those that teach their children Chacham Yevanis. What's the inyan? Okay. So, it's as follows. What is, in Pnimius HaTorah, in Pnimius, what's the inyan of Golus? What's the inyan of Korban Beis HaMikdash? So, the Rabbanu Shel made this world that we, you're all familiar with these ideas, whether they make sense or not to us, but the Rabbanu Shel created the world in 7 days, yeah? 7 days. Seven always represents, the 7 days of the week represents, is rooted in the seven spheres of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. Those seven spheres, those seven midas of Chesed through Malchus, which correspond to the 7 days of the week, that corresponds to the kalim of this world, to the reality, the physical reality of this world. That's like the body. Like we mentioned before with the golem, you know, a body by itself is only a matter of time till it falls apart. So what does the body need in order to allow it to function healthfully and happily and to be what it's supposed to be? It needs a neshama. So if the seven midas of chesed through malchus correspond to the body, then the midas that correspond to the neshama that enliven the body and keep it sustained and animated and lichtig are the three higher midas of Chacham, Bina, and Das. And so the system that the Rabbanu Shel made, that everything is made of these 10 parts, Chacham, Bina, and Das, Chesed through Malchus, it's not just 1 through 10. It's 3 and 7. 7 means the body, 7 means physical, 7 means the Kalim, and the Neshama, the R, the Elikus, that enlivens it, are the top 3. That's why, by the way, therefore, if one wanted to define what's the inyan of Korban Beis HaMikdash, what does it mean, Golus? There's a Torah from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in Likutei Agra, it's quoted that the Vilna Gaon said the definition of Golus is the separation of Neshama from Guf. The Jewish people, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, it means Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem. It means that there's a Neshama in the body. The inyan of Golus means the Neshama leaves the body. When the Neshama leaves the body, then the body, which is the Jewish people that don't have a Beis HaMikdash, don't have Nevuah, don't have, you know, then it's just a matter of time till things fall apart. And so the ultimate tikkun is not to sort of, staple the body together. It's to bring the Neshama back. And the Mela, things will take care of themselves. And that's the difference between Golus and Gula. And a Yid that's Golus Dik and a Yid that's Gula Dik. Is their Chacham Bina Das infused within their Chesed through Malchus? All the physical activities and the day-to-day activities that the person has, which is Chesed through Malchus, is it infused with Chabad? Is it infused with Moichin? Is it infused with a sense of Elikus? Does it have an Neshama to it? Is it Lichtig? If it's Lichtig, then it'll take care of itself. Even if there's a Pagam, there's a difficulty with Chesed, Chesed is damaged, Gvur is damaged, Hoyt is damaged. So, but the main Tikkun is more R. Just bring Chabad, bring Chacham Bina Das, bring a Neshama into it. And yeah, the nicks and cuts that exist in the body, it'll heal itself. But if there's no Neshama, then it's a losing battle. You're plugging up a dam that's falling apart. It's not going to work. So the Inyan of Golus is the histalkus, the removal of Chacham Bina Das from Chesed through Malchus. That's what it means. Since we've established that the Inyan of Golus is the removal of Chacham Bina Das from Chesed through Malchus, the Neshama removing from the Guf, Chabad from Vak, from the Zayin Tachtonis, from the lower seven Midas, that's the definition of Golus. And we've said from the Gemara, from Chazal, that the root of Golus is Batal Tamid. So it means those two things equal each other. It means the Inyan of the Korban Tamid is what? Is the infusion of Chacham Bina Das into Chesed through Malchus, the infusion of the higher three midas into the lower three. That's what the Tamid means. And Batal HaTamid means the removal of Chacham Bina Das from the lower seven midas, which is Korban Beis HaMikdash. That's why the time that we're in, these numbers of 3 and 7 is in of this time. You have the 3 weeks, right? The three haftaras of Tlusa de Parnusa, the three haftaras of the 3 weeks, which talk about the destruction, right? That's 3. And then after that, you have Shiv de Nechemta, 7 weeks of comfort from Shabbos Nachmu, can bring you all the way into Shabbos Shuvah. And so why is it Bashgacha Pratis these things, 3 and 7? The answer is because those numbers, that's the model of what the Churban Beis HaMikdash is, the disconnect between 3 and 7. And our avoid in this time is what? Is to reunify the 3 into 7, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in your own personal life, which means to reinfuse Chachamim Nadas into your lower 7 midas, to bring the neshama into the guf, which means to reestablish the Karban Tamid. Now, by the way, this Inyan, so that's what we're going to see now for just a few minutes. The Karban Tamid, the Inyan of the Karban Tamid, we see this Inyan of Chachamim Bin Adas being infused into the lower 7 midas. And the story which brought to the end of the Karban Tamid, with the whole thing of Chachmi Yavanis and all that stuff, that is the opposite of Chachm Bin Adas being infused into the lower 7. So let me explain. Where do you see in the Karban Tamid that it's the Inyan of Chachm Bin Adas infused into the lower 7? First of all, where's the lower 7? Where, you know, in the Karban Tamid? Well, the answer is the Karban Tamid is brought 7 days of the week, right? And so it's not, the Inyan of the Karban Tamid is not just like it's brought every 24 hours. The Karban Tamid is an Inyan that's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It's a din in the days of the week. It's a din in 7 days. And those 7 days repeat themselves. There's a Gemara, it's too detailed, but there's a Sugi Menachas where the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara is trying to figure out a certain shaila of what mitzvah comes before another mitzvah. And the Gemara is trying to figure something out. And the Gemara says, the Gemara makes an assumption that the Karban Musaf on Shabbos is holy because it's Shabbos. I mean, every Karban is holy, but it's extra holy because of Shabbos. But the Karban Tamid on Shabbos is a regular Karban Tamid like it is during the 6 days of the week because it's not a Shabbos Dikka Karban. It's just a 24-hour cycle Dikka Karban. And the Gemara says, Menachas, it's not true. No. The Gemara's lashon is, Atu Shabbos l'musaf mahani l'tmidim layani. What? Shabbos infuses itself into the Musaf. It doesn't infuse itself onto the Tamid. So the Tamid of Shabbos is a different type of Tamid. Let me tell you, your Shahakal on Shabbos is a different Shahakal. Maybe it should be. But Alpidin, there's no difference between your Shahakal on Shabbos. The answer is, you make a Shahakal on Shabbos, it's not because of Shabbos. You make a Shahakal because you want to drink a cup of water. So why are you bringing the Karban Tamid on Shabbos? Because of the sunrise? No, you're bringing the Karban Tamid on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. So the din of the Karban Tamid is not sunrise or morning, evening. There's a day of Sunday which requires 2 Tamids. There's a day of Monday which requires 2 Tamids. And there's a day of Shabbos that requires 2 Tamids. So says the Gemara, well, that means Shabbos affects the Karban Tamid because the Karban Tamid is being brought because of Shabbos. So what environment is the Karban Tamid active on? It's not being active on just sunrise, sunset. It's being active on the 7 days of the week. That's the din of the Karban Tamid. So the inner of the Karban Tamid, as we'll see in a moment, is the inner of Chabad being infused and enlivening the 7 days of the week. The 7 days of the week is what the Karban Tamid is active on. And the Karban Tamid itself is the inner of Chachma Bina Das infusing that light into the 7. Where do you find Chachma Bina Das in the Karban Tamid? So first of all, Das is maybe the easy one to find. What does Das mean? Das means, like in Tanya, while Tanya talks about the meaning of Das, Das means hiskashrus. Das means, you know, there are certain ideas that a person has or certain experiences that you have, but then there are certain experiences that become like seared into your brain. Good experiences is good, and negative experiences is not good. But there's certain an experience that becomes deeply attached to you, that wherever you go, it comes with you, and you're constantly, you know, sort of re-seeing it in your mind's eye, that's Das. The fact that the Karban Tamid is a mitzvah which repeats itself. That's the nature of the mitzvah is. The same Karban you brought in the morning, you do that again in the afternoon. The inyan of the Karban Tamid is hiskashrus. The inyan of the Karban Tamid is temidim kisidram. It's chazara. What's the inyan of chazara? So why does a person need to review one's learning? because you won't forget it. But what's the process? What's the inyan? The inyan of chazara is eskashras. It's to activate your das in terms of your learning, that this learning should become seared into your brain, into your neshama. And the way that you activate one's das is by reviewing something again and again and again. I'll give you an example. The Ramban holds in Sefer Mitzvahs. I was away for a week, so I gotta. So the Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvahs, he counts the Tamid Shel Shachar as one mitzvah, and Tamid Shel Ben is another mitzvah. Says the Ramban, why am I counting these two mitzvahs? Because they have different zmanim. Tamid Shel Shachar is the first 4 hours in the morning, and Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im is the afternoon. So these are two different karbonas. And therefore, because of that, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. So ask the Ramban, why would the Rambam count it as one mitzvah? It's two separate mitzvahs. One is a karbon in the morning, one's a karbon in the afternoon. The answer is, what's the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds, it's not the pshat, there's a karbon in the morning, there's a karbon in the afternoon. You repeat the karbon has to be repeated. It's like when a doctor gives, like, you know, take this twice a day. You're repeating. You bring it. You bring the karbon in the morning, and you repeat that hakrava in the afternoon. It's not two separate karbonis. It's the same karbon repeating itself. I mean, so the end of the karbon tamid is chazara again and again. Like wherever you go, you're going with the karbon tamid. That's das. So the karbon tamid automatically has the quality of das. The tamid also has a quality of which one should I go with first? It also has the quality of Bina. What's Bina? In the Sumer HaKadoshim, Bina is very much associated with creating fences and creating gedarim and creating sort of structures and barriers. Maven Dover Mitach Dover. So for example, when a person, let's say, you know, knows about themselves that if they go to that certain place, they'll have a certain nisayon with a certain inyan, and therefore they have to create fences and barriers. Like so, I don't know. Whatever. Let's say there's a certain place that if you go there, there's going to be nisayonis with eating food that's not so kosher. So the halacha is you're not supposed to eat non-kosher food, but the added fence that you would make as a precautionary measure to stop you from even being in that situation would be not to go to that place. But the establishment of that geder, of that fence, of like, I'm not going to go to that area, because if I'm in that area, I will then be tempted with food, that's a koich of bina, of maven dover mitach dover. I know the consequences. If I go there, then something else is going to happen. That's understanding one thing from the other, maven dover mitach dover, and because of that, I'm able to therefore create a fence and to sort of proactively, you know, be on guard from the very beginning. So the inyan of bina is very much associated with fences, with fences. That's why in the Arizal we find the word chaimas, which means a wall. The Arizal says is also the same word as mother-in-law, as a chum, as a mother-in-law, and it's because in the Kabbalah Svarim, the mother between Zeranpin and Nukfin, those parts of him, the mother-in-law, so to speak, would be bina. Bina, you know, Abba is like the father and mother. So again, from the daughter's perspective, Bina is like the mother-in-law. Bina is Chaima. Chaimas is the same in his mother-in-law, because that misgeres. That's what we also find by the Talmud. The halacha is that one is not allowed to bring karbonis before the Talmud Shel Shachar, and you're not allowed to bring karbonis after the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im. Means the end of the karbon Talmud is to create a fence around Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Nothing before, nothing after. It creates that fence. So karbon tamid, the consistency, the repetitiveness of karbon tamid is an inyan of das. The fencing, the misgeres, the structure of this kacha, like this, and not anything before or after, the zman of the karbon tamid, that's an inyan of bina. And we also find with the karbon tamid, a koich of chachma. How so? The word chachma, what does chachma mean? So again, das means connection, information that becomes seared into your brain. That's the koich of das. The ability to understand the ripple effects of an idea or of an experience, of taking an idea and sort of, you know, fleshing it out and unpackaging all its different applications and so on. That's bina. But the ability to absorb that idea from the very beginning, the ability to sit and hear something new, that's the koich of chachma. So you hear something new, that's chachma. Then you flesh it out and tweak it out and understand the applications, that's bina. And das, you chazer until it's in your brain. But the initial ability of hearing something new and receiving something new, that's called chachma. Means, therefore, we find in the Svarim that the word that the koyach of chachma is deeply connected with humility. Koyach ma is the word chachma. Because in order to receive something new and not to automatically presuppose your information and not hear it properly, you have to sort of empty your brain out, and I'm hearing something new, and I'm going to be makabel. In order to be makabel from a Rebbe, so you have to sort of empty yourself out into or hear the information, and then after you hear it as it's being said, then you can sort of, you know, sort of activate, you know, you can sort of pull up the files of your previous knowledge to see how it applies now and how it relates to the new information you learned. But in order to learn new information, you have to be makabel. Chachma is related to that. That's why we also find chachma is related to light. Because with that experience of hearing something new for the first time, that's like a light bulb moment. Chachmas adam toyer panav, it says in Pasuk. Chachmas adam toyer panav. That the chachma of a person illuminates their face. Chachma is always associated with R. These two qualities of humility and light is very much connected to the carbon tamid. The most carbonists, you have to use certain animals, right? So cows, sheep, goats, these are all kosher animals for carbonists. The carbon tamid is unique, only a sheep. The Yerushalmi says a maisa that there was a time during the times of Yavan that there was almost batal tamid. Almost, but not what happened. The Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says that there was a situation like this, that they were, again, also the Goyim were stopping, you know, we had to lower down money in order to get animals. And so every single day they would bring up sheep. And one day they sent up goats. But goats are not good for the Karban Tamid. So the Gemara says they didn't know what to do. Acheheir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seineim, until the eyes of Chazal became illuminated and they found two sheep hanging out somewhere in Yerushalayim. They found sheep. So you see, the Mefarshim point out, you see from that Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to use goats, which is a chiddush, because usually the karbanis that you can use sheep, you also use goats. They're the same sort of type of animal. But if not for the carbon tamid. Vasepis, why is it a keves? What's the name of a keves? Why is it a sheep? The answer is, a keves, the definition of a keves is, it follows a shepherd. The complete bittel of the keves is the exact inyan of the carbon tamid, because that's the chokhmah aspect of the carbon tamid. We also find, therefore, the carbon tamid is deeply connected with light. Deeply connected with light. The Mishnah says in tamid, and the Rambam records it in Hilchas Tamidim Musafim, that the specific area in the Azara that they would shecht the carbon tamid, there's a huge area that you can shecht the carbon tamid. As long as it's Safin, as long as it's the north of the Azara, you're good to go. But the specific parts of the Azara that they would shecht the carbon tamid, it would be opposite facing the sun. Whether it be in the morning, facing the sun, afternoon facing the sun, you have to face the sun. You face the sun. When they brought the carbon tamid, so it's interesting, the carbon tamid has to be brought by the day. When does the day start? So lach is, lechatchila, day starts with netzachama, netz. B'di'eve, day starts with alois ha-shachar. The chiddush by the carbon tamid is that lechatchila, they would bring it by alois ha-shachar. Lechatchila by alois ha-shachar. But the truth is not even that. The Rambam's, the Mishnah says, the Rambam records, that it wasn't by Lais HaShachar. They would wait until Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. They would wait until the entire horizon was illuminated. It's still not Netz yet. Still not Netz yet. But they would wait, as soon as Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, they would bring the carbon tamid. So unfortunately, deal with this. Like, one second. Whenever you're dealing with mitzvahs of the day, you usually have to wait till Netz, which is after, way after Alois, and after Heir Pnei, after the whole horizon is lit up too. Why are we being makel by the carbon tamid? So some of Farshim say, okay, it must be that's reason makdim le mitzvahs. We want to be zoras, we want to do the mitzvahs quickly. But yeah, but if that's the reason, then do it from alois. Once you're not doing it from alois, you're waiting for the full horizon to be lit up. So once you're waiting it anyway, so you're losing the reason makdim, wait till Nates. The answer is the carbon tamid is unique. The carbon tamid is not just a din. Every carbon needs to be brought by the day. I'm shtupping a big sugi in the following sentence over here, but every carbon needs to be brought by the day. There's a special din by the carbon tamid, is that besides it being brought by the day, what does it mean? What's the definition of a day? You could define a day based on like the calendar day, which is usually from, which then goes with the regular rule. Like kol tor kul, when you're talking about day versus night, so lechatchila day starts with nates, and b'di'evit it's with alois. By the carbon tamid, there's a different way of thinking about the day versus night. By the carbon tamid, the definition of day is lichtig. The time that's light, that's called a day. The time that's dark is not called a day. That's called nighttime. Therefore, for the Karmatomin is concerned, when does the day start? Mishaher Pnei Kol Mizrach, from Aloysa Shachar B'di'evid, and L'chathila, from Her Pnei, when the whole horizon is light. So the inner of the Karmatomin is deeply connected to light, because that's the Kayach of Chachma. The Gemara says that to know if the entire horizon became light, they would have someone check, and they would ask him, Her Pnei Kol Mizrach, is the whole horizon light? And he would say, yeah. And they would say, Ad Chevron? They would say, could you see all the way till Chevron? He would say, yeah. So the Gemara says, we have to say, he said, the whole thing is light. You have to say, the Chevron. So the Gemara says, because we want to be Me'orer, the memory of the Avos. Okay, it's a good thing. The Avos HaKadoshim, the Zerchach has the Avos, the Sap is by the Karban Tamid. The answer is, because if the mother is Bina, what's the father? It's Chochmah. So in order to awaken Dafke in that context of the light of the horizon, which is the beginning of the day as far as the Karmat Talmud is concerned, so we want to evoke the Kayach of Chachma, so we evoke the Inin of Chevron, Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach, in order to be Ma'ar the Schus of the Avos HaKadosh. The Mais also, the Iker is the Avos over there in Chevron. And so this is what we find by the Karmat Talmud. The Karmat Talmud has these three qualities. The Chachma, which is the Bittul and the light of the Karmat Talmud, the bina of the Karban Talmud, which means the mezgeres, the walls that the Karban Talmud established, that's the Karban Talmud, that's the bina of it, and the das, the chazara, the constant hiskashras of the Karban Talmud, that's the das. And so the end of the Karban Talmud is what is the infusion of chacham bina das into the 7 days of the week, which is what gula is. That is based on Mikdash. It's the opposite of galus, but. So what happened with Bitl HaTamid? Bitl HaTamid, that story of Bitl HaTamid is the breakdown and the removal of Chacham Bina Das from the 7 days of the week. First of all, because the Tamid stopped. But even in the details of the story. First of all, you have the Inyan of Chacham Yevanis. That part of the story, right? What started throwing a wrench was this Zakin Echad that knows Chacham Yevanis. First of all, Zakin is Zeshakan Chachma. So already, instead of there being a Chachma of Kedusha, this Zakin is now the Chachma of Klipa. And what's the Chachma of Klipa? Chachma Yevanis. Chachma Yevanis. Chachma Yevanis, as I said, was not a language that was spoken. It was primarily sign language. It says in Chazal, Dai l'chakima beremiza, that Chachma is usually given over beremez, with hand motions, right? When a person learns, giving a shir, a lot of hand motions, right? Because when you say Torah, you're trying to bring down Chochmah, not so much Bina. So, you know, I remember, there's, you know, when you, in yeshivas, there's always different styles, right? So some Rosh Yeshivas and some yeshivas, the style is, the Rosh Yeshiva says something, and Bachram are fighting, there's yelling, there's interruptions, and things like that. And then other Rosh Yeshivas, they have a different style. They give their shir. They don't really like when there's a question in the middle, and then afterwards. So by the Svarak Deshim, we find that that's the difference between Chochmah and Bina. If the Rebbe is saying over, if he's being Mamshech, the Kayach of Bina, then that leaves room for back and forth. But if the Rebbe is bringing down the Meichen of Chochmah, that's not a back and forth dikka inyan. That's what you find some tzaddikim, that when they give shiurim during the 6 days of the week, it's with back and forth. But the shiurim that they give on Shabbos, it's understood by the chassidim, no questions. It's because the 6 days of the week is bina, and Shabbos is in chachma. Anyway, so what's chachma yevanis? That's what chachma is. So chachma yevanis is the chachma of klipa, it's the anti chachma. First of all, again, it's Chachma Yevanis. Instead of it being Chachma Satar, it's Chachma Yevanis. It's with the remez of the hands, of Dai L'Chakima Beremiza. And it's also a language and a way of communication of the elite, which is the opposite of Bittul, the opposite of humility. Holy Chachma in Kedusha means humility. It's like a kevis, like a sheep. All of a sudden, the opposite of that, which is the Chachma of Tumah, is a Chachma that's only for the elite. So the Zakin Echad, that now communicates to the other side of the wall that you should stop supplying the sheep for the Karban Talmud, that is the pagam in the Kayach of Chachma. And then what happens? And then you have the chazer that's being raised up. And the chazer's feet get stuck in the wall. The end of the wall is what? The pagam, that the zilzal, the disrespect to Chaimas Yerushalayim, by the chazer feet, getting stuck in there, that's the begam of Bina. As I said, Bina is the mizgeres, that's the mother-in-law, right? The wall that sets up the fence, the tamid that they can't do before and after the carbon tamid, that's the walls of Yerushalayim. The begam in the wall, that's the begam of Bina. But all this is what is from the chazer. What does the word chazer mean? To review, right? But instead of it being a das of kedusha, it's das of klipa. That's why das means to internalize something. Ironically, the chazer is the one animal that has an external simon of kashrus, but its internal simon of kashrus is missing. It doesn't chew its cud because it's the anti-das. It's the anti-das, and that's the way the chazer is. It always mimics. It pretends ki'ilu it has das. Look, I'm kosher. So the word chazer means it repeats itself. The tail of the chazal make a point of this, that the Roman Empire is compared to the chazer, but specifically the tail of the chazer. The tail of the chazer, at least in cartoons, I don't remember what it looks like, but it's curly, right? So that's supposedly, right? I remember that. So it's a curly, I think it's a, that's, unless they're completely off in the cartoons, yeah? Okay, fine. So it's a curly tail. So the name of the chazer is the anti-das. And so this is what's going on over here is that whole story of Batla Tamid is the ending of the removal of Chacham Bina Das from the lower seven Midas, which is Churban Beis Hamikdash. How do Chazal respond to this? So Chazal's response is to make a curse. Ur is a person that raises pigs in Eretz Yisrael, and Ur is a person who teaches Chacham Yevanis. Not teaching Chachma Yevanis means to reinforce Chachma of Kedusha. Not raising pigs in Eretz Yisrael means to reinforce the Das of Kedusha. And all of this being with an aura, with a curse, means not just Stam offense. A barbed wire electric fence, that's what the aura means. The Gemara says in Ma'ik Kadin, whenever there's an aura, whenever Chazal say a curse, not only is it Aser, it means it comes with Misa, comes with death, it's a terror, it comes with Chayrim. It's a very, very severe fence. And because that's the inyan, we want to reinforce and to fix the begam of Bina. So not only are we saying you're not allowed to do these things, we're saying that it's with an aro, it's with a curse, it's with a kloa. And so these three inyanim of not raising pigs and not teaching Chacham Yevanis and all these things with a curse, that's fixing the mistake of the begam of Chacham Bina Das, which itself is the inyan of Bitl HaTamid, which is Churban Beis Hamikdash. And so that, and this is what's going on these 3 weeks is the avoda of repairing these three inyanim of Chacham Bina Das and infusing it back into the 7 days, into the following 7 weeks of Shiva de Nechemta. Halacha lemaisa, what this means in our avodas Hashem is that, you know, we're all involved in things of number seven. Chesed through Malchus means the things that you're involved in, whether it be with family and parnasa and eating and drinking, all the things of this world. But the Ikra Avoida during this time is, it's always an Avoida every single day of the year to do this. But Befrat these weeks is to infuse Neshama into those physical experiences. Is to make sure to double down on this Avoida of finding the Rabbanu Shalom's presence and infusing light into that which is mundane. That's the Ikra Avodah during this time. That's what the Sfarim say, that during this time of year, it's a very, very strong inyan, a big Avodah of connecting yourself to the Shekhinah. What does it mean, the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah means that side of Hashem, that side of Hashem's presence, which is Shoichin Itam, B'toich Tumasam. It's Hashem's presence that's found in the seven Midas. In other words, there's an aspect of Hashem's presence which is even above, which is like an Armakif, a surrounding light. But this inyan of the light of Hashem, of Chacham Bina Das, that's infused within Chesed through Malchus, that's the Koyach of the Shekhinah. So the Ikra Avoida now, during this time, is to be mechazik this inyan of doing the kol derechecha de'ehu, and to be involved in this world, l'shem shemayim. It's always like that, but specifically now. What does that have to do with Netil Sidayim? I forgot about that. I almost forgot. Netil Sidayim. In the Kavanas, we find in Har Sholem by the Rishash that Netil Sidayim, even though we only wash our hands, but in the Kavanas, it's kilu, you're also washing your feet. It's kilu, you're also washing your feet. Because it's reminiscent of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. To actually wash your feet, that chazal were not mechayev, that would be a big avoida to be able to have to do that. So we wash our hands, but it's kilu. In the Kavanas, it's kilu, you're washing your hands and feet. That means already that what you're sanctifying with Netil Sidayim is your body, right? From your hands all the way till your feet, which is in the six midas, right? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Yisod, Malchus, that encompasses from your hands all the way to your feet. And how many times do you wash your hands? The male of your feet? So there's different, it's Machlokes Rishonim, by the Mekubalim, the Rizal, it's three times. Three times each hand. Whether it be Negavasa, three times back and forth, but even for Amaitzi, three times in each hand. Why three times? So the Kavanis, the Arizal, and so on, the in is because at each you're doing three times. Why? Because you're bringing Chacham, Bina, and Das into each one of the hands. Memela also into the feet. And the Kavanis, that's how it is. That's why even the Chazal, there's the term in Chazal's main Natil, the waters of Natil Zedayim. In the Kavanis, we find that the iris of Chacham Bina Das that you're infusing into your seven midas from Chesed through Malchus, which is Netil Zedayim, corresponds to 50 yuds. If you take all the different tsirufim of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we've talked about, you know, different types of Yud Vav Dal, all the different tsirufim for Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the different tsirufim for Eke, and the different tsirufim for Elokim, you count it all together, there's 50 yuds in there. 50 yuds in there. And that's the meaning of Mei Netila, the waters that you're being mamshich, and the iris that you're being mamshich into your vak, into your six, into your seven midas, from your hands into your feet with Netila Zadayim is, the Chacham Bina Das that you're infusing is mamish 50 yuds. It's Nun Sharibina, the highest of iris, all the highest madrigas you're bringing into the lowest of places. Shaychen itim b'toich tumasam b'kolder achecha de'ehu, b'kolder achecha de'ehu. The tzaddik hador is the one that holds that holds the yichud for Netil Zedayim. Why the tzaddik hador? Is because the tzaddik hador is the inyan of the Mashiach of the generation. The tzaddik hador means the nekud of geula, the nekud of Beis Hamikdash. It's like by Rishon Barichai, right? It's well known. Rishon Barichai said that in his place he was a tzaddik hador. He continues to be. So in his place, there's no Chum Beis HaMikdash, right? That's why the famous Maisa, that when the Talmid Arizal said Anenu, even not Dan Tisha B'Av, he said Anenu, and Rosh Hashanah said, in my place, yeah, by Lag B'Omer, you're going to say Anenu. There's no Chum Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Hashanah. Every Tzaddik Adar, there's no Bechin of Chum Beis HaMikdash, because then what's the Tzaddik Adar? The Tzaddik Adar is the Inyan of a Merkava, he's a chariot for the Shekhinah. The Inyan of the Tzaddik Adar is that everything that's in Gashmis that the Tzaddik Adar is involved with is saturated with Hashem's presence. And he lives with that Meichin of B'kol Derech Echad Eyu, that everything that's in life is full of God's presence. And there's no, and everything of seven is infused with the top three. He's living with the Karban Tomit. By him, there's no Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Inyan of the Zedayim. That's the Inyan of the Zedayim. And so that's why, you know, the one thing that we have, that we still have from Beis HaMikdash, that sort of is an odd thing, because, you know, we have Birchas Kahanim. But Birchas Kahanim already makes sense. It's a standalone thing. You give brachas, why not? But the one thing that we have from Avodas HaKarbonis that we carry with us, every single day we wash our hands, right? Netil Sedayim, we wash our hands. And the Rishonim say that harkens back to Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, which is very strange, because Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is a specific Avodah that ushers you into Avodas HaKarbonis. And you're not doing Karbonis nowadays. So it's one thing if you have Birchas Kahanim, because Birchas Kahanim is like a standalone thing. But Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is not standalone. That's the beginning of Karbonis. But you don't have Karbonis. What are you doing Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? So the answer is that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is to a certain degree reconnecting us to Geula. It connects us to what Beis HaMikdash is. It's the most important thing to hold on to in Galus, is that memory of what Beis HaMikdash was like and what that inyan of Beis HaMikdash will be, and to double down on that avoda right now. And so that's what the Tzaddik Hador brings to the generation. He's the Merkava for that. And that's what the avoda of this time is, the 3 weeks of reconnecting ourselves to Temidim Kisidram. So that's avoda, Allah Lamaisa. Wherever a person finds themselves in the summers, people go. So that's what's interesting. The summer is a time where people go away. They go here. They go there. There's a lack of consistency in the summer, because that's batal atomet, right? But the avoda is that no matter where you're going, no matter where you are, tamidim kisidram. You keep up your learning. You keep up your davening. You keep your avoda. You keep up your connection with your friends. Connection with people, in a consistent way, because the more a person is able to find that consistency in the changes, that gives you the sort of the orientation to find Hashem's presence, because Hashem doesn't change. So in order to find the Chabad, to find Hashem's presence, find the Neshama in the seven Midas are changing. Sunday's not Monday, Monday's not Tuesday, that's constantly changing. B'chachem b'nadas doesn't change. So the more you can find within your Avaida, with all the changes and all the different moods and different experiences in the summer, but you can have that consistency of Tmidim Kisidram, that's the inning of reestablishing the Karban Tamid, which is reestablishing Beis HaMikdash, which is connecting us to the Tzadikim and the Tzadik Adar. We should be zechut to be makasha to that and find consistency in that which is inconsistent. And the Rabbanu Shem should therefore, in response to that, reveal the fulfillment of that pasuk of Avni Hashem Leishinisi, Vatav Bnei Yisrael, Lekalisim, Vyaskos, Adavarachim, and Meir, Amen.